This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild lost to the Avalanche in the fourth round of the shootout yesterday in Denver, the final 3-2. Minnesota does pick up a point in the standings, but might be a bit disappointed as that they led the game 2-1 in the third. Head coach John Hines.
They had the better of the play in the first, but I thought in between periods we talked about some different things and gathered ourselves better in the second and third, and I thought it was a real competitive hockey game on both sides.
Kirill Kaprizov and Nico Sturm scored the Minnesota goals. Jesper Wallstedt saved 34 of 36 shots, including a bundle during five Avalanche power plays, one right off the bat.
It really felt like I got right into the game. Power play right away, the altitude. Yeah, felt like I got going right away and then in a good way.
The Wild return home tomorrow. They will entertain Utah. The Frost got an overtime goal from Kelly Panik. They beat Toronto in Canada yesterday 3-2. Minnesota's in third place in the PWHL. The Twins beat the Phillies 7-6 yesterday in Grapefruit League play. Minnesota will take on Atlanta today in Florida. The Timberwolves had a bad fourth quarter and lost on Saturday afternoon to Orlando in Minneapolis 119-102. Center Rudy Gobert says of the game against the Magic.
I think they were better than us in every aspect. They were tougher. They made more shots also, just every aspect of the game.
Gobert says they got stuck in neutral.
I thought we were getting good shots early on, and a lot of them didn't go in, and I felt like it affected us a little too much. You know, we got discouraged a little bit, and it also affected our defense, and we can't have that.
The Wolves will take on the Lakers tomorrow night. That game will tip off at 10 o'clock Minnesota time. Pro football, the Vikings have agreed to a deal to bring back linebacker Eric Wilson. It's a 3-year pact, and center Ryan Kelly has announced he will retire. For more Minnesota sports info, follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.